Hey guys, this is Greg Denning, and you are in the School of Awesome Sauce, where I share with you amazing stories and strategies to help you live an extraordinary life. Good morning, my friends. Oh man, I'm sitting here in the sunshine of a beautiful morning. And I've just been thinking, I know some of you are probably facing some pretty big trials and challenges. Life can be so hard as I'm consistently coaching and mentoring. I have the privilege and opportunity to help people with the challenges they're facing and the big struggles they have, and some of them are huge. I know many of you would be shocked to learn about what people are facing, and we don't know it. And I'm humbled by the privilege that I have that people open up to me and trust me and share what they're facing and ask for help. And I just want you to, I want to share, like, it's a new day. The sun comes up on a new day, and it's a new chance, a new opportunity that whatever the mistake, whatever the challenge, whatever the trial, it's a new day. I read a great quote yesterday and shared it with our group. We had our live, one of our live monthly coachings in the School of Awesome Sauce, and I shared this quote just about, you know, this idea of, like, even when everything's going wrong and you have no reason to be confident, just choose confidence anyways. And just go forward. And I'm not, you know, obviously we acknowledge our weaknesses. We acknowledge our mistakes. And this isn't arrogance and this isn't ego. It's just determination, in spite of our weaknesses and our failings and our mistakes, to lift up our head and move forward anyways. And so I just want to share that, you guys, as we get into this. I want to share, like, just keep the hope up. Keep believing. Keep moving forward. Keep making things happen. Like, oh, it matters so much. It matters so much. All right, so you guys are excited? We are continuing in the series. Oh, yeah. We're going along on, you know, reaching and maximizing your peak personal performance. And remember that the Maslow's hierarchy is a little triangle. It's like a mountain, and we got to keep climbing the mountain. And that if we're in a spot right now in our life, it's literally the story of our life. And if we don't feel like accomplished and just like we're just nailing it in every area, then we just look back to the bottom and say, where are we missing pieces, elements, little parts that we can optimize and refine? Something that's been missing in our lives or has gotten a little, it's gotten away from us, right? You're trying to manage so many things. It's like trying to take care of all these puppies with no fence. Boom, the errors is everywhere, right? They're running off and you're like, whoa, that one got away from me. And you got to run over and grab it and bring it back in. And then while you're chasing that one down, another one takes off. And sometimes life is like that. If we get really prioritized and organized and efficient, that'll happen. But man, if you're raising kids and tackling challenges and obstacles, you're going to be busy and you're going to be in time periods where you really got to dive into something a little bit deeper, and other things get neglected a little bit. And so we're always just trying to juggle these things, trying to keep those important areas of our life moving forward efficiently and effectively. So you got this, my friends. You got this. I'm cheering you on. I'm here to help. And if you're at a spot where you're like, yeah, I'm ready to level up. I'm ready to go after. I'm ready to invest. And invest in yourself. Get the coaching. Get in the group. Like, make that happen. All right. So remember last time we talked about personal safety. So we got physiological needs, right? We're working on all the elements of our body that our body needs to be just fully optimized and functioning well. Then we talked about personal safety, and just we have to feel safe. And so if I'm tearing down my spouse or my kids, or I'm not providing well for them, like they're not going to feel safe. They're not going to be in a condition or situation or environment to thrive. We got to keep that in focus. And I love this idea, this question here with both physiological now and personal safety. Like, what are the things that we are doing that are unnecessary and literally robbing us of life? Let that question sink in deep. What are the things that we're doing that are unnecessary and literally robbing us of life? And it might be physiological, or it might be personal safety. Are we getting upset too often, too much? And that obviously disturbs us and disturbs anyone around us. Are we wasting away our lives in entertainment? You know, the whole bread and circuses that I've taught about. Like, we're just spending our time eating and entertaining ourselves. And that just drains us of life. Are we fretting over the pageantry? Right, what I call the pageantry is all this social competition, trying to keep up with all the social expectations and demands and what we think other people think. If we're fretting about the pageantry, it's robbing us of life. Are we holding on to grudges? Are we prioritizing the wrong things? And we give value and importance to things that really don't matter that much. Are we sleeping too much? Are we sitting around being bored? I love to tell my kids, only boring people get bored. There's so many great things to do in life. So don't allow yourself to get bored. There's so many great things to do. If you're feeling bored, grab a book, go exercise, go serve somebody, go make a difference. On that note, like, are we killing time? That kills me when people are killing time. It's like, no, life is so precious and so valuable and so short. And our time is fleeting. It's going by. So none of us can afford to kill time. So just, man, good, honest evaluation there. It's good to look at this. Okay, where are we going? What are we doing? How are we making it happen? All right, you guys ready? Next level up. And again, we're always working on these levels, my friends. This is a constant thing. It's not going to be this chronological piece like you do it once and then it's over. Like, our whole lives, we're going to be remembering the foundation pieces, the critical elements, making sure that our body, we're doing everything ever for our body to just optimize it and be in our best, that we feel safety, right? We have that personal safety in that piece. And we're always going to be working on those, making sure they're optimizing their best, and we can consistently go back and see which element of that level can be improved to optimize it, make it better. So now we're at love and belonging. And the elements here inside love and belonging of this part of the mountain are friendship, intimacy, family, and sense of connection. And this one is so special and so important. Because, well, a couple of things. One, it gives you this sense that you matter, right? And so here you're like, hey, look, I matter. And people love me. I feel loved, but I'm also loving, right? As human beings, we have to have that in our lives. I've got to have this sense of deep connection and intimacy with people. And intimacy isn't only referring to sex here. We'll get to that in a minute. But to have this closeness, this raw, open, authentic, vulnerable closeness and connection. And we have to, like, in order to really thrive, my friends, we have to be loved and we have to love. And if you're in a spot where you don't feel that, this becomes your stopping point. And it will have a massive effect on you. And I remember sensing this myself and going through periods of this, especially when I moved out on my own, and I was so shy and timid. There were time periods there where I didn't feel loved. And then of course I didn't feel like I was worthy of being loved. Why would anyone like me? And I didn't I was angry and upset and didn't have a lot of close relationships. Man, a couple time periods where I didn't have any relationships. And I wasn't loving, right? I wasn't intentionally loving others, which is this special piece of, like, in your heart and soul, we've got to be doing that. And I didn't feel loved. And so it's just this, it was this void. And I can clearly look back, and I think you can too, and see the times when you had close relationships, when you felt loved and you were loving, you literally felt your heart full of love for another person, and the difference that makes in our, you know, just this feeling of security and love and importance. Oh man, it matters so much. But now look at our day, look at our time. Like we have this, and I talk about this all the time because I'm working with so many youth and so many adults. Like we're in this connection age, right? Where we have social media and we can stay, quote, connected to, you know, thousands of people, and we're tapped into what's going on, and we have all these devices measuring everything, and we feel like we can be connected. But what's so ironic is how many people feel disconnected, and they don't have what Maslow's saying, this sense of connection. They actually have all these friends online, and they're texting and messaging and scrolling endlessly and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, and ultimately feel totally disconnected. And our lives, many of our lives are filled with lots of superficial relationships. We are caught up in the pageantry. We are talking about the weather, but ultimately keeping everybody at arm's distance. We're afraid to be vulnerable and authentic and open. We're afraid, or don't know how. Many people just don't know how to have the deep, meaningful conversations and the deep connections. And I know people, in fact, I just had a coaching session just recently about this, about people who they won't let others in. They build up these walls around their hearts. And I did this. I've been there. They build up these walls because they're so afraid of being hurt. They have this fear, this insecurity, this self-doubt. Again, back to, do I matter, right? And so they build up these walls and they keep everybody out. And then when you dig into that, you literally say, well, I'm afraid of letting people in. I'm afraid of letting people get close. And it might be a fear of, like, well, you know, if I let people in, they might betray me. They might, you know, if I really open up my heart and love someone, what if it ends? What if that relationship ends? What if something goes sour or bad? I can't handle being hurt. And so the fear of failure, the fear of hurt, the fear of loss, the fear of connecting and then losing a connection prevents them from connecting at all. And so it always stays at an arm's distance or at a superficial level and never gets the depth. Oh, isn't this so heartbreaking? And I know, and I've been there, you guys. I've experienced this. I've felt this. And it is so lonely and so dark and so cold and so painful. But in order to really thrive in love, we have to have this. Now, I really want to make this clear here. You can do this. You can create this. You can foster this. You can build these relationships. Now, you can never force another human being to do something. But by working on ourselves, we literally bring the tide. We move the tide in that lifts all ships. And like Carnegie said, he said, you can gain more friends in 2 months by being genuinely interested in others than you can in 2 years by trying to be interesting to others. And it's just that shift. It's if we want people to love us, then we are loving. If you want to have great friends, then be a great friend. And these are the things we can work on. If we want to have intimate relationships and a close connection with family and a sense of connection with others, then we are the catalyst. We seek that. We build that. We lead out. Because most people don't know how to do it and they're uncomfortable with it. And so it's, again, we've talked about this, right? They're at the limits of their skill set. And so it's causing all these problems because they just don't have the skill set to move forward. And they don't know how, or they're afraid. And no one's ever shown them the way. Again, I know I keep coming back to this. I love this idea. It blows my mind every time I think about it. Most people don't have the thing they want because they've never been exposed to it. They don't know what it looks like. And so there are lots and lots of people, maybe you, who don't even have a concept, an idea of a real clear picture and understanding of what a really great friendship is, because you maybe never had one. Or what you know, true intimacy looks like in a marriage, what family connections, a sense of connection can be like, because you've never seen it. You've never been exposed to it. You've never experienced it yourself. And this is what is so fascinating to me. I meet people and they're like, oh yeah, yeah, you know, I had great relationships and things are really good. And then we talk about, dig into and really try to understand what it is. And then they're like, oh, okay, maybe I haven't. Like I love to show people another level. They think things are good and you show them another level and they're like, oh, I didn't even know that that was possible. Like my wife and I, we've been diligent about this for years. We've been studying and going after it voraciously. And we've actually created a full course on how to be best friends with your spouse. How to have the spark and the passion and the excitement to be a power couple and to create an extraordinary marriage. And so many couples, even if they have a good marriage, they're often like, I didn't even know that that was possible, that that next level existed, right? Because it's so easy. We're surrounded, we're looking around at it, we're surrounded by people doing it, and we're just like, okay, I guess we've arrived. This is how things are. And then you talk to your friends and neighbors or parents or whatever, and you're like, hey, you know, maybe the spark is missing, and maybe that excitement, the spring in your step, that deep love, and you're like, that's missing. And they're like, oh yeah, that's life. That's their answer. Because they reach the limit of their skill set. They reach the limit of their exposure. They reach the limit of their understanding and comprehension. And then they say, that's how it is. That's life. But my friends, oh, I'm telling you, that's not it. That's the limits of your current skill set are not, quote, the way things are in life, right? That's just the limit of your current skill set. It's just the limit of your current experience and understanding. Isn't this amazing? And me too, you guys. I'm not saying I've arrived. Please don't misunderstand me here. I'm not saying like I have no limits and I've arrived at bliss and, you know, the enlightenment. No way. I'm still growing. I'm still pursuing these levels and limits. I still go back to Maslow's hierarchy and look at every level and say, what can I do better? How can this be done better? How can I be more effective, more efficient, more optimized? And I know there are levels above where I am right now that I'm unaware of. And I just currently don't have the mindset, the heart set, the skill set to get there. But I am hungry for them. I'm looking for them. I know they're there, and I'm finding a way to climb. And as I'm working on each of these elements, it opens up other opportunities for me to rise another level. And so again, all this exposure to this, and oh man, how we can just move forward, and instead of things being a source of contention, they're a source of connection. I'm going to come back to that. And I do want to say this, though. It is worth every effort we put forward in our marriage, in our families, in our friendships, the ones that have the potential to be deep and meaningful and lifelong. Those, it's worth every effort on that. Some people just won't be able to go there, at least not initially. and investing deeply and heavily in a friendship that doesn't have the depth and the meaning and the potential may not be worth it. You may want to invest in other friendships that, that have that potential. And, you know, for some of us, we need to work on the quality of our relationships. For some of us, we need some more quantity. We may not have any friends. And, you know, we may not, you know, we may not be in a place right now where we feel we have this sense of connection. And I guess I would dare say we all need to work on quality. We can work on quality for the rest of our lives, right? And if it's not happening, just take action today to start building those relationships. Do you guys remember I told you a while back in another episode about the fleas? And that if you put fleas in a jar, right, they took these fleas. Fleas can jump 200 times their height. And I think that was like 11 inches or something like that. But the scientists put the fleas in the jar. They put a lid on the jar, and the fleas would jump up and smack themselves on the top of the lid. And they'd do it one or two times, and then they would stop. And they would only jump as high as just below the lid. They took away all their jumping potential and capacity. And after 3 days, they took the lid off, and guess what happened? Those fleas never jumped higher than the height of the lid. The rest of their lives, they never jumped higher than that. They'd gone up, they'd bumped themselves on the lid, had a bad experience, said, that's it, we're done. And they only jumped to that height. So even though the lid was off, they only jumped to that height. And guess what else is just blows my mind? Their offspring did the same thing. And so their offspring would only jump that high. And it got passed on to the next generation of only jumping as high as a bad experience, so to speak, or a previous limit. You see that? They were set at their limits. They only jump a certain height, even though the lid is gone. The sky's the limit. But they set their own limits, and then their offspring, they are set to that same low limit. You see what I'm saying? You see how this fits in this context? Like, we're coming back to the fleas, my friends. Like, we're so much potential, so much height is there for family, for friendship, for intimacy, for sense of connection. And yet, many of us are just setting this artificial limit and ceiling and saying, well, that's the way things are. And so we can take a moment and look. You guys, I know this one's heavy. This episode's heavy, and this stuff is tough. But this is what people are facing. I see it every day. And so each of us can just take a look and say, we look at the little things that are holding us back. And what little changes can bring big results starting this week. So where have we placed artificial ceilings? Where have we limited ourselves in our understanding, our perspective, our relationships? Whoa! Oh man, this stuff blows me away. And you guys, we could spend so much time on this. I've created tons of videos on my YouTube channel, and we've talked about it in other episodes of the podcast, and I'm going to keep talking about it. And I literally have files. I have massive files on friendship and building relationships. And that was a big epiphany for me. Let me share that. As a young man, I felt so lonely, so frustrating, so cold, so dark, so discouraging. It felt so hopeless. And the time periods in my life when I didn't have a close connection to someone, those periods, to me, life seemed so bleak. And challenges seemed so daunting. And literally, life was just like, is this the way life is? It just sucks. Right? Can you maybe you've experienced that too. And maybe some of you, man, how fortunate. Some of you have probably, had wonderful relationships all along. You had really great parents, great siblings, great connection, and you've had this, and bless you, that is wonderful. If you've had that, cherish it. Do not take it for granted. But for all of us, every one of us, whether it's been good or rough, like when I realized that it was in my power to build successful relationships, that it was a choice, and that I was going to choose to work on my relationship. And I've said this before many times, if you're not working on your marriage, then by default, you're working on your divorce. And if you're not working on your friendships, then by default, you're working on your loneliness. And when I had this just moment of like, oh, it's in my power to be friendly and kind and loving. And whenever I'm friendly and kind and loving, people start to love me back and like me back. And I start building friendships. And as I invest in those relationships, which is absolutely critical, and I can take little actions each day by sending kind messages, kind texts, by the gentle words I'm using, by literally expressing gratitude and love and affection and appreciation. Like, how often do we feel it, but we don't say it, right? And that, my friends, is a tragedy right there. We often feel it, but don't say it. And so we're really grateful for our friends and for our family and for our spouse. We really appreciate something about them. We really love them. We're thinking about them like, oh my goodness, what would I do without them? But then we don't say anything. And so, like, that's one thing I want you to do. In fact, when you join our 28-day challenge in our monthly coaching program, the School of Awesome Sauce, that we actually have a tracker, a training and a tracker, and we track that. And every day we share kind words to the people that are important to us. And we're actively thinking about, feeling, and expressing the things we honor and appreciate and love and admire in our spouse, in our siblings, our children, like in those relationships that matter. That's how we're investing. And it's huge. Oh, it's huge. It matters so much. And so we have that privilege and opportunity. When I realize that it's in my within my circle of influence to invest and build successful relationships, then I'm always open to that. And do you realize I'm always open to it? Like these, when I see perfect strangers, I often think, you know what? This perfect stranger could be one of my new best friends. I just don't know them yet. And then as I'm traveling the world, I'm meeting people. Like one of these friends here, one of these families could be our new best friends. And then it's even fun with your kids. You're like, you know, we could be meeting people that, like, one of these kids could be a future spouse to my children, which then would become my daughter or son-in-law, like, and we'd connect it. I mean, it's so cool. And so you leave this open to possibilities and opportunities, and then take the relationships you have and invest in them and work on them and make them special and be willing to be authentic and vulnerable. You know, it's powerful, you guys. You can tell a true friendship when you stay friends through the hard times, when you've made mistakes and you've failed. You've failed at something. We have failed. We have failed at many things and just fallen flat on our faces. And the friends that stick with us through that they literally don't even alter their friendship at all, even though we're going through something really crazy hard, then you know that's a true friendship. And that is a beautiful thing. Oh, that's a beautiful thing. And to have those friends that they'll be with you there through thick and thin and see the failings and still love you and still there. That is awesome. Oh, it's so powerful. I want to touch on this piece of intimacy, like I said I would. Intimacy. We often use the word intimacy for our sexual relationship, and it definitely fits there. But intimacy is so much more than just that, because it's this vulnerable, deep connection where It's you. It's everything about you and everything about the other person. That's why it matters so much and fits so well in marriage. Because to be intimate, like you're fully open, completely open with your spouse. And that is a beautiful, wonderful thing. But if we're hiding back and holding back and, you know, again, that arm distancing, we're keeping people out there, then we lose what could happen. And this has to be a mutual thing where there's so much love and respect. There has to be deep, powerful respect and love. But if we can be intimate and have that closeness, and this isn't just referring to a romantic thing. You can have an intimate friendship where it's just open and trusting and raw and, you know, that has that authenticity. Instead of so often how many people wear masks and put on the facade for the pageantry, they're so worried about what people think. They say things and do things and act in ways that they wouldn't normally. That they're trying to participate in the pageantry. But if we can have that sense of intimacy, and you guys, like, I gotta tell you, like, this is the best. This tier right here of the mountain, of Maslow's mountain, is what I'm gonna call it. Like, this tier is so good, and it makes life so incredible. When you have this kind of thing, and if you're married, build this. And if you're not married, work on building this. Like, look for it, live for it, write it out, describe it, become the kind of person. And every one of us, like, we need to have this. You deserve it. And it's so good. Ho-ho! It is so good. When you have this close, intimate marriage, life is wonderful. And even when you're facing challenges and trials and obstacles and struggles, to have this connection, this closeness with your spouse, with your children or siblings, with your friends, it's priceless and it makes life so special. So my friends, my encouragement with this level here, this step in our training, is to get really clear. So write down some things today that you want to work on. What are the little things you can do to invest in the quantity or quality of your relationships, a deep sense of connection, that you can move beyond the scrolling and the texts and the shallow, superficial relationships to really building friendships. Because the people you spend time with, you end up becoming like those people. That's just a true principle, and you've heard that before, right? But the people you spend the most time with, you become like those people, and they become like you. And that, like, your friendships and your relationships have a major determining factor on both the quality and the final outcome of your life. And so it's worth every effort to talk about this, to work on it, to get them to opt in. Like, hey, and talk to them. Don't be afraid to talk to them. Be like, hey, man, what can we do to make our relationship amazing? Like, how can we just really connect, really make this count, really make it special, and invest in it, and move past the superficial to get into the depth? Oh, yeah! And when we have friendships like that, and we have intimacy, and we have family relationships that are awesome, and we have a sense of connection, oh man, it's going to be incredible. Now, I have experienced myself. There are sometimes friends or family members that it won't work. And as much as you want it and long for it, it just won't work if other people aren't going to opt in. If they don't understand it or they're not interested, it won't work out. And okay. And then sometimes you have to make other decisions. And even, so tragically, sometimes it happens in marriage, and if a spouse is unwilling to change and things just won't work and it's just not going to happen, even that happens, and it's so sad. But for the most part, I think that's rare, for the most part, this is totally possible. and you can do it. But you have to work on it. You have to work on you. You have to work on your relationship. Invest in it. Make it happen. It's worth every effort to create this. And I want you to see that. I want you to feel it. I want you to imagine it. See that next level. And imagine yourself there and what it feels like, what it looks like, what it, you know, day to day, to wake up and be so stoked, so excited to see that person, spend more time with them. That's how I am with my wife, with Rachel. And I wake up, I'm like, oh, I'm so excited to see her. And then we go to work, we go run errands, we come back, I'm, oh, I can't wait to see her again and spend time with her and talk to her and do cool things and like take our family. I love this stuff. And life is so good when you do this. So make it happen, my friends. Go out, build it, create it, get all the resources. We have tons of resources on marriage, resources on parenting, resources on building friendships and relationships. I've got massive, massive files on building successful relationships. I've been studying this stuff for decades and working on it in my own life and then helping others do it. And I, in fact, I've led for a couple of years, several years now, I've been teaching classes and studying the books and mentoring and training on the social piece, on building relationships. I love this stuff. So, you know, check out the websites, extraordinaryfamilylife.com, and get in the courses and the classes and get the resources. Keep listening to podcasts. We're going to cover topics on this, but like, do whatever you have to do to invest in yourself and in your relationships, because it's worth every effort. You guys are awesome. Remember, awesome is always an option. Reach upward. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. I hope you got a lot of value out of it and found some things that you can apply to your life right away. Hey, I'm being totally sincere when I say I live to help you live your extraordinary life. So I hope you'll reach out to me if you have any questions, or let me know how I can help you in any important area of your life. And in fact, you know, this podcast is brought to you by the School of Awesome Sauce monthly coaching program. Take advantage of that. Get in there. If it's the best way to get a breakthrough to the next level, so you can level up your health, your spirituality, your emotions, your mind, your relationships, your finances, business, every part of your life. Just get in there where you have a coach and a mentor. You have a supportive community to make things happen. So jump in there, take advantage of this, try it out, get in there with us, and level up your life. See you on the inside. Reach upward.